Will you open your Bibles, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. We're about 11:45. I'll be through right close to 12, and we'll go. We are going to take a love offering at the close of the service. You've heard a phone tree about that this week. I'll mention that in a moment, but I don't want to forget it for sure. But I do want to just really quickly share with you a very kind thank you note from Kay. And it said, to all my church family, I want to thank you for all your cards, phone calls, love gifts, and especially for your prayers. I could feel the power of your prayer, the extra strength he gave me to get through my knee surgery and rehab. I still need prayer for about extra 6 weeks I have now of outpatient rehab therapy. And my sweet Lord has been by my side from the beginning, and so have all of you. So again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you all so very much. God bless you, each one of you. And for your sister in Christ, Miss Kay Allen, and we continue to pray for her. I would ask you to pray for Miss Audrey Ennis. She did come home from the hospital yesterday afternoon. There's not really anything very conclusive about all the problems she's been having, but she will have to wear a heart monitor now for quite a while. On Wednesday, Brother Harold Ennis will be having a surgery in UNC. He has a little cancer spot on his lung. They're going to have to remove that, so you pray for Brother Harold. And then on Friday, Brother Larry is going to have a procedure up at Wake Hospital, so you remember to pray for him in the cardiac unit there on this coming Friday. So you remember to pray for him in that regard. Thank the Lord for our graduates. And this was just in my mind. I thought, well, this is Jubilee month. We've just finished up the Greater Bible Study. We've got Jubilee starting next Sunday morning for all our friends in the internet media audience. Hope you'll come be here in person, but next Sunday morning and next Sunday night, Brother Tom Gillum will be our preacher starting off camp meeting. And then we start Monday night with old-fashioned camp meeting. We've got a lot of preachers coming in. All his family will be here. So many of our wonderful singers will be singing. And then on Thursday night, the Rochester family is going to be here. And then with the whole crowd of them, they're all going to be here on Thursday night. We'll close it out on Thursday night. We have lunch Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and morning services start at 10 o'clock. We'll have three preachers in the morning, two preachers, and then Brother Tom Gillum with his Bible study. And I'm encouraging, been trying to tell you for months now, please try to make arrangements to be here in the morning services. That evening services are great, but I'm going to tell you, if you miss the morning services, you miss, I think, the great part of camp meeting. And you pray about that if you'd like to be a blessing to some of these preachers. Charles and the youth group have done something now for a couple of years, and they've got something special this time. They're going to do little gift cards to maybe a couple of, you know, McDonald's or Bojangles or whatever, maybe a gas card, and a very special way to present them to the preachers who come in. Please pray for all of them and remember them in prayer. Brother Tom Robertson up in Luray, Virginia, pray for him. You know, God blessed them. They've just got a church building, and they're so excited about that. And we had great services there, just the two services I was in the first revival in the meeting. But we had a lady saved on Tuesday night, had good attendance. But you remember the prayer. Now, they got to put a well down. They don't have a well there at the building. The church had been there for years, the old Primitive Baptist Church. They used well way down the road, about a quarter of a mile, actually. But they're not going to be able to do that now. So Tom's already got somebody to come and look. May have to go as deep as 225, 250 feet deep. And it'll be anywhere between $10,000 and $15,000 to put a well in up there. So you pray for them about that and about that need to that mission church. And remember, Miss Judy has got to have surgery, knee surgery, on the morning when we start camp meeting. You pray about that. I talked to him yesterday afternoon, and she said Tom said Judy will still want to come to camp meeting, have surgery on Monday, and I don't know if she'll be able to ride or come that far or not, but please keep him in your prayers. Brother Dennis Norris is recovering from knee surgery at home, so keep him in your prayers as well. Ask God's blessing. I want to read a portion of Scripture here in Proverbs chapter 3. I was thinking about our graduates, but Jubilee month, we're rejoicing. And this is not necessarily that theme, but I felt like I want to say something for all of our graduates, for all of us here present. And I'll be through and I'll be brief here in just a few moments. But notice, if you will, Proverbs chapter 3. This particular passage of Scripture, particularly verses 5 and 6, were the favorite verses, life verses, of Dr. and Mrs. Carrie Watkins, as veteran missionaries. And this was their life passage of Scripture. They loved it, and they had claimed it. God's blessed them in it. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Now, how many of you would like to have length of days, long life, and have peace throughout your life? Wouldn't that be a good thing? Say amen. Amen. That'd be a good thing. And he said, if you live by, according to the Lord's commands and love him, you'll have that. Verse number 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Here are the verses that were Brother Watkins and Ms. Watkins' life verse. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear God and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. I leave off the reading there, but I'll make mention of some of the other verses here in just a moment. Will you pray with me? Father, I want to thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you, our Father, for loving us and for dying for us that we might have everlasting life. And our Father, we came by faith, as so many in this building have done, and accepted Jesus Christ, and you've forgiven us. Our Father, most every one of our graduates, I'm sure, have testified that they know Christ, that they've received him as Savior and Lord. We pray for our kindergartners that they would grow to know the same truth. We pray, our Father God, for every one of us here in the building, that, Lord, we would know for sure that heaven was our home. But our Father, not only did you save us to give us everlasting life at the end of this earthly journey, but our Father, you fixed it to where in this world we can have joy and we can have peace and we can have good success. And our Father, you've given us great guidelines for that. And I pray, God, the Holy Spirit this morning to help me as I share briefly with your people. And I pray, God, the Spirit of the living God to speak to us now. God, I pray for our friends in the media audience and here in the building. Lord, if there is one that knows Christ, I pray, God, you'd convict them and draw them by your grace and save them for Jesus' sake. But, Father, I pray you'd help us to understand how very important it is and our responsibility, our Father, that if we really, truly want to have a life of joy and peace and success, that, our Father, that you must be the center part of our life. Lord, you must be the preeminent one. Lord, we must yield our life to you and surrender to you. And only by doing that will we really ever know the fullness of joy and peace and great success in your economy. And Lord, we pray, God, that you'd make that real to us in Jesus' name. Amen. In our Constitution, it says this, that all of the things of our government, so on, are that we all have certain inalienable rights, and among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, that's certainly a noble goal and a good goal for everybody. Everybody would like to have a good life, and that we might have freedom and that we might have peace in our life and the pursuit of happiness. Nothing wrong with those things. But what happens is that everything God created for us and that he wants us to have those things, he said in John, these things have I written that your joy might be full. And I know that he not only wants us saved, but he wants us to have joy. He wants us to have good success. He wants us to be a life that can be a testimony to him, but also a life of blessing to others. And only by living according to his direction and commands can we experience that. And the devil will feed you a bill of goods. He'll tell you it's this and that and the other. And when life's over with, you'll end up bankrupt spiritually, bankrupt emotionally, every other way. And it's only when you live according to God's direction can you really have the things that we seek in our Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so here in this passage of Scripture, the Holy Spirit of God has given us some things that would help us to do that. First of all, I went to my big dictionary, those who were here on Wednesday night a few weeks ago when I was talking about some of my study aids. And when you get down here a little further, he talks about all of those things, but then he begins to talk about verse 13, look at what it says. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left is riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths or peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, and by understanding he hath established the heavens. I'll leave off the reading there. But what the first part of this proverb is about is the idea of how you attain wisdom. And I was wondering what wisdom is. People define wisdom differently. But in Webster's 1828 dictionary, there's a long, long thing of wisdom in there. I just pulled out a few of them. But wisdom is the right use or exercise of knowledge. It is considered, if it's considered as a faculty of the mind, it is the faculty of discerning and judging what is most profitable and useful. Wisdom is the exercise of sound judgment, either in avoiding evil or in attempting good. In scriptural theology, wisdom is true religion, godliness, piety, the knowledge and fear of God, sincere and uniform obedience to His command. This is the wisdom which is from above. You see, a lot of people have knowledge, and very few people have real wisdom. But you can have both. You can have knowledge in whatever field God leads you to go in. If it is business or medicine or whatever it might be, you can gain the knowledge and wisdom, the knowledge of that particular field of endeavor. But you can also have wisdom. And some people have knowledge, but they have no wisdom. But wisdom that we're talking about, Paul talks about, not in the wisdom of the world. The world has its type of wisdom. But there is a wisdom that comes only from God. It comes down, and as Webster said in his dictionary, it is that wisdom that comes down from above. In the book of James, it says that wisdom of God, it comes down from above, and said that it's peaceable, and it brings to that individual who has that godly wisdom, it gives to them good success and blessing and prosperity. Now, you can have it. Everybody in this building can have that. Now, how do you have that? I noticed as I went through here, as you were with us on that Wednesday night, I did the same thing I'd normally do. I prayed, read through this thing. And if you could gain and if you could live by the precepts laid here, for instance, in verse number 5, trust in the Lord with all mine heart, lean not to thy own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, He shall direct their path. What's the benefit of all that? People said, I don't want to live that way. I don't want to live according to God's command. I don't want to live trusting the Lord. Well, you don't have to. You can do just like you want to, but what do you forfeit? Well, just look at it here, just briefly, just look down through here. And I didn't even note all of them, but the wonderful possibilities of it. Look at verse number 2. It said, length of days, long life, and peace. You can have that, but you're not guaranteed that outside of living according to the Lord's plan. Length of days, long life, and peace. Look at verse number 3. And it said, let not mercy and truth forsake thee about that neck. Write them upon the tables of thy heart. If you can have that. And it says, if you can have that, verse 4, thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. I mean, if you live for God, you honor God and you have the favor of God. But if you live according to this, you'd have the favor of men. Whoever your executives or bosses are above you, if you live according to honest principles and the biblical guidelines and live like God have you, it'll cause you to have favor from those that are over you, from men, people around you. But if you don't want to have that, that's, just do like you want to. But if you would live for the Lord, and if you do what He said in this passage of Scripture, you could have every bit of that. But then notice down in verse number 8, He said, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Now, quite a few times, if you go through the Word of God, they talk about that type of thing, and it's an illustrative, and sometimes it's symbolism. But it does mean this, that you'll be it benefits you in so many ways. Do you know that so many illnesses today are simply stress-related? I mean, and they live under such stress and out of, things. But if you live, you can have that peace. You can have that long life. You can have this. And He talks about the great health benefits. And, of course, it could be applied spiritually as well for strength and stamina and so on. You can have that. And that's what you get if you have the wisdom of God and you live your life according to that. And notice, look at verse number 10. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst asunder with new wine. And I do believe that has to do with the blessings of God. You say, well, Brother Bill, I know people don't love God. They got more money than anybody you ever seen, gazillions of dollars. But they left off the other things. They don't have that joy and that peace. They don't have the other things. But you can have all of it. You can have all your needs met, and God will bless you if you live that. But now notice that's not the end of it. It just keeps on going. Look at verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. You can have a happy life. You can have that life of wisdom, of joy. If you learn the wisdom of these passages of Scripture. And he said down a little bit further, I read it to you a while ago, that wisdom is more precious than rubies and more to be treasured than silver or gold. It's a great thing to have is the wisdom of God that comes down from above. Notice over in verse 17, he said, her ways are pleasantness and peace. You can have that peace and that pleasant. If you'll just learn to walk with God and live for God and so on. Notice again in verse number 18, she should be a tree of life. And that has to do with continual, everyday prosperity, blessing and so on, sustaining you. And then happy is everyone that retaineth her. Again, the emphasis on joy and happiness that you can have if you do that, if you live for the Lord. Look at that in verse number 22. And so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. And it has to do with all the spiritual benefits and the grace of God extended to you and yielded the blessings of that. Look down at verse number 24. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down and the sleep be sweet. I was filling out a survey about a sleep study, and it's got this long list of things. And it's asking all these questions. Do you, when you lay down at night, do you have bad dreams? And do you dream about this and dream about that? When you lay down, does your mind run racing? Are you anxious? Are you afraid? Do you wake up depressed? Do you wake up fearful? All those things. Well, he said this. He said, you can have a real sweet peace and a sleep. If you'll do these things and live for God, he said, you can experience the blessings of God like that. And then notice, I'll just real quick, look down at verse number 26. The Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. A lot of times people get themselves in a mess because they don't have enough wisdom to know what's going on. But you can have that. You can. God saves you from a lot of trouble if you'll just walk with Him and live with Him. Notice again down at verse number 30. And it said, strive not with a man without a cause, and if he had done thee no harm, envy thou not the oppressor, and choose not none. For the forward is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. And you say, Brother Billy, what's that secret? It's a secret. It's a secret. That's why it says, see, there's something different. Have you ever seen somebody and you knew they live for God and they walk with God? And in spite of what happened, there seemed to be a calmness in them. There seemed to be a peace in them. It seemed to be that they wasn't shaken. They wasn't all these things. And it is the secret of God's divine abiding presence when they love Him and live for Him. And then lastly, look at the last verse, the wise shall inherit glory. Thank God for that. Now, you it could be present praise. And read the context. It talks about those the shame shall be the promotion of fools. But you'll receive glory. It could be the accolades of men or co-workers or whatever. If you live for God and you work and labor according to the biblical command, but on down the road, it's more than that. We have an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. Now look back and just real quick, I'm through. Just to put it in a nutshell, how do you secure that? How can you have that? Verse 1, forget not my law, and let my heart keep my commandments. The book, I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments, I'm talking about the guidelines of God's book, the Bible. If you'll learn to live according to the Word of God and God's direction in this book, you'll have all those things and many more that He gives us in this prayer, in this proverb right here. Notice again, not only should we do that, but He said that we ought to we are let not mercy and truth forsake. They bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of their heart. Mercy and truth ought to be a part of your life. The mercy of God, that is, you experience it and you exemplify it. You show mercy and live according to the truth of the Word of God. But now look at verse 5. Verse 5 is the key. If you mark your Bible, you might want to mark this. Number one, listen to what it says. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. You trust Him with all of your heart. You trust Him with your salvation. Trust Him with all of your heart. That means that you totally depend on Him and you have confidence that you do not evaluate your life or your circumstance by what is immediate in your life now. Because you'll have some good days and you'll have some bad days. You may have some time when your business ventures are successful and sometime when they're not. You'll have times when everything's going smooth and sometime when everything's going bad. But you trust Him. You learn to depend on Him. And you have in your heart this idea that God's in control. I'm yielded to Him, surrendered to Him. Whatever His pleasure is, I'm going to do it. And I know ultimately it'll be worth it. Learn to trust Him. Don't be rattled. Don't go all to pieces about everything that happens around you, because you're going to have some tough times. I promise you, you will. But you'll just trust Him. When I think about Job, I've quoted hundreds of thousands of times, even since I've been here in 20 years. Job lost everything he had in one day. Lost his children, lost his livelihood, lost all his life. And one of the statements he makes is this: though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He knew that God was in control. And he knew that ultimately that God had a plan. And that if you'll learn to do that, regardless of what endeavor in life you do, but then notice something else, lean not to thy own understanding. There are things that will look like on paper, it's got to work. But if God's Holy Spirit, God's inside of you, and He's given you that wisdom which is above, and you don't feel right about it, or something doesn't seem just right about it, I'm going to tell you what you do. Listen to Him. Don't lean to your own understanding. He'll give you peace about it. He'll give you direction. He'll give you wisdom. It looks like it's a no-fail deal. But if something's not right, if the wisdom of God is telling you you don't need to do that, don't do it. Just in regard to everything in your life, learn to listen. If you let God give you that divine wisdom. Don't lean to your own understanding. Trust Him. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And that simply means this, that you acknowledge that He's in control of your life. We present our bodies a living sacrifice. And Lord, whatever you want us to do and whatever you want us to go. And then He said this, He'll direct your path. He'll show you which way to go. Career choices, moves in your family, decisions about your family. Every bit of that comes from divine wisdom. And if you have a partnership in this world, you have a wonderful somebody in your life that can direct you. He'll never, ever leave you or never forsake you. And whatever happens in your life and wherever you go, He'll never leave you or forsake you. And He'll direct you. And you'll be faithful to Him. And if you're faithful to Him and obey Him and acknowledge Him and trust Him, He'll direct your path. He'll show you which way is right to go. Be not wise in thy own eyes, but fear the Lord, that is to reverence Him, and depart from evil. Just turn away from those things and look to the Lord. Oh, the wonderful benefits, blessed thing of trusting the Lord and leaning on Him. When it's all said and done, you have a wonderful, wonderful Savior who said, I'll be with you. My God shall meet all of your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I'm going to tell it for all of our graduates and for all of us as well. Let's just live according to these guidelines. Read this proverb. Take it. Saturate your soul with it. Let God speak to your heart. It's just a matter of whether or not you want peace in your life or not, whether or not you want to live a life that honors God, whether or not you want to be a blessing to others, and whether or not you want to one day inherit glory. It's a matter of whether you're going to live according to this book or not. Let's bow together for a word of prayer. I am so thankful today. Again, we honor our graduates, kindergarten, high school, college graduates today. We just honor you and thank the Lord for you. This is a very simple passage of Scripture. Let's just stand together. I want us to just give just a few moments as you stand. Miss Brenda, would you come play something? I'm going to just say this to you this morning. This is just what the Lord had in my heart. I know it's very simplistic and repetitious sometimes of some things that we've heard before. But I'm going to just tell you, it fulfills all of the heart's desire of men and women, boys and girls. The devil will try to lead you in different directions. But But God will give you that peace. God will give you the blessing of His presence. He'll give you prosperity, all that you need. He'll bless you. But honor Him. Trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Going down a little further, he said, you ought to honor the Lord with your substance. Everything, just everything you do, you recognize God's place, that He's first, He's imminent. It's His will, not ours. But for your sake, the sake of your family, and all those who will come behind you, I challenge you to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know if anybody would like to come get around the altar this morning, but maybe you're here this morning, you've never trusted Christ. Maybe you're here this morning, you'd like to come just say, Lord, you've blessed me so far. You've been good to me. But Lord, I want to live my life according to Proverbs 3. I want to trust you with all of my heart. I want to acknowledge you in all of my ways. Lord, I want to just trust you and look to you. Lean not to my own understanding. God, you help me. God, you give me the wisdom I'll need. Direct my paths. I know that's the only way to have real lasting joy or peace. And I pray, God, you'll do that for me today. God speaks to your heart today. Our Heavenly Father, again, we are so thankful for all of our graduates, for all those here in the building, all those in the radio audience, internet audience. And I pray, God, that we would look to you and, Lord, we'd live our lives according to the Word of God. Our Father, there's so many ways the world tries to deceive us. They say this is the way to success, and this is the way to happiness, and this is the way to peace. God, we know in the final analysis that the only true peace and the only true success is as we order our lives according to your will. We trust you with all of our heart. Lean not to our own understanding. And God, I would pray for everyone in this building, and me, Lord, especially as pastor, God, you would give me that wisdom to know rightly how to use knowledge according to your will. And God, I pray you'd bless in all the endeavors of those who graduated and whatever field they go to, or what occupation they go to, or for our high school graduates, their further educations, their life's chosen work as you direct their heart. Pray, God, you'd bless them as they go into further studies. And Lord, in all of that, I pray, God, they could have that wisdom which is from above, and that you'd order their steps and direct their paths. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.